Reports to read in.
Mr. President, all conferees appointed. Joint Conference Committee Number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like Committee Number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 3. The House conferees are Dave Zwan, its Chairman, Representative Laux, and Representative Reeder. Message number 294, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee Number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the like Committee Number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 19. The House conferees are Representative Northrup, Chairman, Representative Harshman, and Representative Summers. Message number 295, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee Number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like Committee Number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 97. The House conferees are Representative Winters, Chairman, Representative Eklund, Representative Greer. Message number 296, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee Number 2. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like Committee Number 2 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File Number 42. The House conferees are Representative Nicholas, Chairman, Representative Petroff, Representative Dan Zwanitzer. Message number 297, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee Number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like Committee Number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File Number 88. The House conferees are Representative Petroff, Chairman, Representative Barlow, Representative Dan Zwanitzer. Signed, Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
We have some enrolled acts. House Enrolled Act number 48. Thank you.
I appreciate that. House Enrolled Act number 48. We have enrolled acts for signing.
House Enrolled Act number 48, being original House Bill number 50, an act relating to appropriations for the legislature.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 48, being original House Bill number 50. So signed. House Enrolled Act number 49.
House Enrolled Act number 49, being original House Bill number 29, an act relating to revision of inadvertent errors.
House Enrolled Act number 49, being original House Bill number 29. I'm about ready to sign. I've so signed. House Enrolled Act number 50.
House Enrolled Act number 50, being original House Bill number 53, an act relating to the administration of government.
I'm about ready to sign House Enrolled Act number 50, being original House Bill number 53. I've so signed. Do we have some concurrences? Or committee? We have a joint conference committee report. Senator Boner, are you ready with respect to Senate File Number 42, Joint Conference Report?
Yes, Mr. President.
Will the reading clerk please read in the message?
Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report on Senate File 42, Occupational Therapy Practice Act, reference House Message Number 202. Signed by Representatives Nicholas, Petroff, Zwanitzer, and Senators Boner and Case.
Senator Boner.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Joint Conference Committee report to Senate File 42 and ask for the body's favorable consideration. Effectively, what this does, it went back into the Occupational Therapist Act, and under the section that specified the ways in which a occupational therapist could lose their license, there's a section D that related to some sort of active substance abuse disorder. And so we went there and amended to basically say what you see there on page 7, line 8, that if that person is in process of recovering in that. And it's no longer active. It's no longer an active substance abuse program, but perhaps they're in some sort of treatment. That won't be held against them as long as it doesn't affect their job performance. So as you see, it's a relatively straightforward, common sense measure, and I would ask for the body's favorable consideration and stand for questions if you have them. If not, I call for the question.
Any questions? Discussions? The motion is that the Senate do concur with Joint Conference Committee report to Senate File 42. That's reflected in House Message Number 202. And you've been asked to vote aye. Roll call.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Excused.
Excused. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escabel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
No.
No. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 27 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, the Senate has adopted Joint Conference Committee report to Senate File 42 as reflected in House Message Number 202. Senator Ross, are you ready with respect to Senate File 40?
I am, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in the message?
Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate File 40, Abandoned Line Mine Land Funds, reference House Message Number 203. Signed by Representatives Bob Nicholas, Baker, and Stubson, and Senators Tony Ross and Bebout.
Senator Ross.
Mr. President, I do wish to, for some reason, Senator Barnard's signature did not photocopy. It was fairly light print, but he did sign the copy.
Let me confirm that. Senator Barnard, did you sign the report? Let's get that on the record. Did you sign the report?
I did, yes.
Would the reading clerk please reflect that the report was, in fact, signed by Senator Barnard? And it's there we go.
Yes, signed by Senator Barnard, Ross, and Bebout.
Thank you. And now we're back to Senator Ross for explanation.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Joint Conference Committee report in reference to Senate File 40, Abandoned Mine Funds, which is message number 203. Members of the Senate, your conference committee did two things, basically. The first was we adopted two House amendments. That was to the AML funding extension of the University of Wyoming Reclamation and Restoration Challenge account, which there's already money there, and they think that they're going to be able to get some additional donations. And so we adopted that. Then we deleted the House amendment. This was basically the Baker Amendment with regard to the Bitter Creek Amendment, in which he took out money from the reclamation dollars. These are the in lieu of dollars. And as a result of our efforts, what we did is we deleted and further amended, and we added a new Section 8. So we took the money out because it really jeopardized our standing concerning our reclamation projects, and then we added paragraphs A, B, C on in Section 8, basically, and the proponent of the amendment from the House side concurred. Paragraph A, the Department of Environmental Quality will assist in the applications to the Federal Office of Surface Mining concerning Bitter Creek. Secondly, The Department of Environmental Quality will provide assistance to the City of Rock Springs for appropriate or any other appropriate governmental entity for development of submittal of applications to the governor's consideration for funding of Bitter Creek restoration as provided in the statute. That basically is, we have about $172 million. That's pretty much already lined up with projects. But if there is any money left over, then that would become unobligated and it would be available potentially for use with Bitter Creek. And then we also provided in subsection C that up to $1.5 million of any unexpended, unobligated, reverted appropriations from Section 2AI in the bill, and 3, 2A, Romanet I is a solid waste orphan site, and Romanet 3 is STEM. If there's any additional money that will go to, if there's additional money that would be reverted, that would go towards the Bitter Creek restoration project, I'd urge your favorable consideration.
Any discussion or questions on the motion? The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee report to Senate File 40, which is reflected in House Message Number 203. Will the reading clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Vebout excused. Boner? Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks? Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Bonplater?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 27 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee report to Senate File 40, which is reflected in House Message Number 203. Senator Meyer, are you ready with respect to Joint Conference Committee report number 35? Or to Senate File 3.
Oh, yes, Mr. President, I am.
Would the reading clerk please read in the message? Senator Cole?
I don't have that on my desk. I don't know if anybody else is.
You'll figure it out real quick here.
Okay.
Be patient. Patient, grasshopper.
Senate File 3, Joint Conference Committee Number 1, Report of Senate Conferees. The first conference committee is unable to agree on a report and requests that a second free committee be appointed. Senator Meyer, Chairman.
Senator Meyer.
Mr. President, we met. We couldn't come to a conclusion. And I think we've got it worked out if we go to a free conference, and I'd ask for your indulgence to basically appoint the same conferees, and we'll get back to work with the House and get it done.
Okay. The first conference committee is unable to agree, and we accept the report and appoint a new conference committee of Meyer, Chairman, Peterson, and Rothfuss. I don't think a vote is required on that. There's no vote required. All right, do we have? What about the, We have a bill that laid back for, was it a concurrence? Let's bring that up. What is the concurrence, Senator?
Mr. President, message number 221, concurrence to Senate File 65.
Okay, we laid it back, and we're going to bring it back on the table now?
Yes, Mr. President, I asked yesterday that it be laid back without objection.
Without objection, it was laid back. Do you have that? We'll bring it back up. We're back on Joint Conference Committee report to Senate File 65, patent trolling, reference House message number blank. Would the reading clerk please read in the message?
Joint Conference Committee report number 1 on Senate File 65, patent trolling, reference House message number blank. Signed by Representatives Kirkbride, Kinner, and Laux, Senators Case, Cooper, and Rothfuss.
Senator Case, if you'd go ahead and move the report again.
Yes, Mr. President, I would move the concurrence request to Senate File 65, patent trolling. This is the request that the compromise reached was to accept our friends' changes to lines 16 and 17 of page 4, but not to accept their changes on lines 19 and 20. So 19 and 20 is restored to the language that says the person knew or should have known that the claim of patent infringement is unenforceable. That stays in the bill. And, Mr. President, the part that is removed from the bill is that the person offers to license the patent for an unreasonable amount. Mr. President, we've looked very carefully at all the states that have adopted this type of language in the past couple of years. Some states have it and some don't. It's a mixed bag. We looked also at the pending federal law, Mr. President, that is it's one of the bills being debated in Congress. I don't know exactly when it will become law, but this clause is not in that proposed federal legislation. There is no other bad faith patent federal legislation that we can draw on, Mr. President. I think this is a very good effort, the best we can do now, and definitely keep track of it. If language improves from other states or the federal, we can work with that as we move forward in Wyoming, and I appreciate your indulgence, Mr. President.
Any further discussions, inquiries? If not, the motion is that Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee report to Senate File 65, patent trolling, which is reference number blank. There's no number on the message.
And you've been requested to vote aye.
And you've been asked to vote aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Cooper?
Aye.
Aye. Kraft?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Escobel?
Aye.
Aye. Geis?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Johnson?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Nicholas?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 30 aye.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report 2, Senate File 65, patent trolling, and its reference House message number blank. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that we stand adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Friday, and as I looked at the schedule, Mr. President, this is supposed to be the last day.
There's always the last day. Great. Announcements. Senator Coe.
Mr. President, your conference committees on Senate File 32 and House Bill 19, we're going to try to kill two birds with one stone and meet at the same time. So we'll meet tomorrow morning at 9:15 in S-19, just out the door and down the hall to the left.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Management Council will meet tomorrow in L-54, I believe at 8 o'clock. Is that the time we agreed on, Mr. President?
That 8 o'clock is the time we agreed, and the chairman are asked to be there because there will be concern about the length of the number of topics. So please be there, Dave, if you can be there.
So that will be Management Council, Mr. President. And then, Mr. President, your Joint Conference Committee on Senate File 88 will meet tomorrow at some point in time, probably half hour after noon adjournment, and I'll get a room and I'll get that out.
Thank you. Any other announcements? If not, you've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion has been adopted. The Senate shall stand adjourned until tomorrow at 10 a.m. Friday, March 4th.
Drew, Tony, they've been in there hashing it out on. You need to probably go in there. Well, I've been talking about it.